Chapter 25. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they take an offering for me. From everyone whose heart makes him willing you shall take my offering. This is the offering which you shall take from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, sea cow hides, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show you, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all of its furniture, even so you shall make it. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. You shall put the testimony which I shall give you into the ark. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 3 feet 8 inches shall be its length, and 2 feet 3 inches its breadth. You shall make 2 cherubim of hammered gold. You shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim on its 2 ends of one piece with the mercy seat. The cherubim shall spread out their wings upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. There I will meet with you, and I will tell you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony, all that I command you for the children of Israel. You shall make a table of acacia wood. 2 feet 11 inches shall be its length, and 18 inches its breadth, and 2 feet 3 inches its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a gold molding around it. You shall make a rim of a hand breadth around it. You shall make a golden molding on its rim around it. You shall make 4 rings of gold for it, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on its 4 legs. The rings shall be close to the rim, for places for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. You shall make its dishes, its spoons, its ladles, and its bowls to pour out offerings with. You shall make them of pure gold. You shall set bread of the presence on the table before me always. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made, even its base, its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its flowers, shall be of one piece with it. There shall be 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of its one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of its other side, 3 cups made like almond blossoms in 1 branch, a bud and a flower, and 3 cups made like almond blossoms in the other branch, a bud and a flower, so for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand, and in the lampstand 4 cups made like almond blossoms, its buds and its flowers, and a bud under 2 branches of one piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of one piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of one piece with it, for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. Their buds and their branches shall be of one piece with it, all of it 1 beaten work of pure gold. You shall make its lamps 7, and they shall light its lamps to give light to the space in front of it. Its snuffers and its snuff dishes shall be of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold, with all these accessories. See that you make them after their pattern, which has been shown to you on the mountain.